We've only got two things going for us, Ender. We don't have to aim particularly well. Our weapons have great spread. Then we aren't using the nuclear missiles from the first and second invasions. Dr. Device is much more powerful. Nuclear weapons, after all, were weak enough to be used on Earth at one time. The little doctor could never be used on the planet. Still, I wish I'd had one during the second invasion. How does it work? I don't know. Not well enough to build one. At the focal point of two beams, it sets up a field in which molecules can't hold together anymore. Electrons can't be shared. How much physics do you know at that level? Well, we spent most of our time on astrophysics, but I know enough to get the idea. The field spreads out in a sphere, but it gets weaker the farther it spreads. Except that where it actually runs into a lot of molecules, it gets stronger and starts over. The bigger the ship, the stronger the new field. So each time the field hits a ship, it sends out a new sphere. And if their ships are too close together, it can set up a chain that wipes them all out. Then the field dies down, the molecules come back together, and where you had a ship, you now have a lump of dirt with a lot of iron molecules in it. No radioactivity, no mess, just dirt. We may be able to trap them close together on the first battle, but they learn fast. They'll keep their distance from each other. So Dr. Device isn't a missile. I can't shoot around corners. That's right. Missiles wouldn't do any good now. We learned a lot from them in the first invasion, but they also learned from us how to set up the ecstatic shield, for instance. The little doctor penetrates the shield as if it weren't there. You can't see through the shield to aim and focus the beams, but since the generator of the ecstatic shield is always in the exact center, it isn't hard to figure it out. Why haven't I ever been trained with this? You always have. We just let the computer tend to it for you. Your job is to get into a superior strategic position and choose the target. The shipboard computers are much better at aiming the doctor than you are. Why is it called Dr. Device? When it was developed, it was called a molecular detachment device, MD device. Ender still didn't understand. MD. The initials stand for medical doctor, too. MD device, therefore, Dr. Device. It was a joke. Ender didn't see what was funny about it. They had changed the simulator. He could still control the perspective and the degree of detail, but there were no ship's controls anymore. Instead, it was a new panel of levers, and a small headset with earphones and a small microphone. The technician who was waiting there quickly explained how to wear the headset. "But how do I control the ships?" asked Ender. Mazur explained. He wasn't going to control ships anymore. "You've reached the next phase of your training. You have experience in every level of strategy, but now it's time for you to concentrate on commanding an entire fleet. As you worked with toon leaders in battle school, so now you will work with squadron leaders. You have been assigned 36 such leaders to train. You must teach them intelligent tactics. You must learn their strengths and limitations. You must make them into a whole." "When will they come here?" "They're already in place in their own simulators. You will speak to them through the headset. The new levers on your control panel enable you to see from the perspective of any of your squadron leaders. This more closely duplicates the conditions you might encounter in a real battle, where you will know only what your ships can see." "How can I work with squadron leaders I never see?" "And why would you need to see them?" "To know who they are, how they think." "You'll learn who they are and how they think from the way they work with the simulator. But even so, I think you won't be concerned. They're listening to you right now. Put on the headset so you can hear them." Ender put on the headset. "Salam," said a whisper in his ears. "Alai," said Ender. "And me, the dwarf, Bean. And Petra, and Dink, Crazy Tom, Shen, Hot Soup, Fly Molo, Karn Karbi, all the best students Ender had fought with or fought against, everyone that Ender had trusted in battle school. "I didn't know you were here," he said. "I didn't know you were coming. They've been flogging us through the simulator for 3 months now, said Dink.
You'll find that I'm by far the best tactician, said Petra. Dink tries, but he has the mind of a child.